Dear citizens, this is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Yesterday, I shared my thoughts on the domestic issues in the United States. I present the details for your reference and comprehension. Thank you. United States is preparing for 2016 presidential race. The election season is accompanied with media frenzy. The candidates initially exchange barbs within their own party and then turn against members of the other political party. The election is a catharsis to legitimize illegitimate incognito power. The United States Supreme Court decision in the Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission landmark trial favoring corporations to bid on candidacies with unlimited funding is a major setback for democracy. Congressional intervention reversing the verdict in constitutional adherence and amendment to prevent future modification could protect electoral sanctity. The representatives elected to Congress and the White House follow special interest instructions and diligently obey orders, neglecting people with economic woes and various constraints that require congressional remedy via legislation. United States Congress and White House time and efforts are devoted to hegemony ambitions like U.S. invasion of foreign land and interference undermining sovereign statehood of that nation. The latest strategy is sponsoring terrorism and using Al-Qaeda offshoots, namely Al-Nusra, ISIS, ISIL, Boko Haram, and Al-Shabaab as pretext to preempt and prolong conflicts in Syria, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and throughout Africa. The election is means for external forces to rule United States through proxy governance in the White House and Congress. The congressional bipartisanship on warfare and foreign policy combined with White House approval is pledging allegiance to hegemony. United States and world politics is under siege, with secret society exerting authority to suppress political rights and freedom. The political system is not constitution-based, and citizens' rights such as peaceful assembly, discourse, and debates are intercepted with violent tactics witnessed against Occupy Wall Street and reaction to protests during NATO summit in the country. The introduction of National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, in 2010, targeting United States citizens in and outside the country by government, together with surveillance on people and continuous attempts to deny public access to information highway through SOPA, ACTA, and other intrusive measures are in direct violation of constitutional and natural right. To make matters worse, the false flag events, having successfully launched on September 11, 2001, or yet another way to induce fear and violence. The architects of warfare and foreign policy drain United States resources for hegemonic goals aimed at global supremacy. United States civilians and military are used for hegemony aspirations, leaving generational indebtedness among ordinary people and militarily imposing premature deaths on young men and women by sending them to war zone in Afghanistan and military bases in Africa as well as worldwide. The domestic issues, beginning with Obamacare, has been lucrative for health insurance industry due to mandatory subscriptions, while These subscribers struggle to receive appropriate health care despite high premiums and co-payments plus deductibles in the plan. The seniors' eligibility for Medicare and Medicaid to lower income group are contested with congressional disagreement on this issue. Similarly, unemployment benefits and food stamps to citizens unable to find employment in the sluggish economy are also at congressional mercy. Congressional gridlock is common on citizens-related legislations, sometimes ending in government shutdown, although maintaining salary payments to Congress during this period. The fiscal conservatives behind such activity do not have problems with losses to taxpayers in billions of dollars and continue with stalemate for unjustifiable reasons, contributing to national debt. The economy is far from recovery as many still remain jobless or underemployed, and the statistics are even greater among African Americans in the absence of corporate investments and government initiatives to boost economic growth in inner cities and states affected in the recession. In the housing industry, the subprime mortgage crisis effects persist, from foreclosures and homeowners losing homes as a result, with a dire financial situation and damages to credit history impact economy at the retail level. Inadequate educational funding starting at preschool to K-12 education pose challenges, with dependency on humanitarian groups and charities to raise money for this purpose. Moving forward, the families are barely able to afford college tuition. Students from lower income groups face many hardships to earn university qualifications, with no job guarantee upon graduation. The government grants to students from poor economic backgrounds made easily available would perhaps alleviate students' plight and motivate them to pursue higher education. In terms of crime, the police brutality towards African American youths and frequent fatalities in police custody confirm the lack of concern to growing abuse of power in the law enforcement agency. United States human rights record is irreparable, predominantly with resistance to shut down Guantanamo Bay prison and overseas prison camps in Afghanistan, Thailand, and Eastern Europe. Likewise, renditions and torture of prisoners, denying them habeas corpus, is a routine affair. In the domestic front, the prison industrial complex, preying on vulnerable segments, has no desire to part with profitability at the victim's expense. Environmentally, the climate talks never come to fruition, as major polluters do not agree with binding treaty. The commitment to provide technology and rescue operational know-how to developing countries, especially the island nations, also missing in action, allowing massive casualties from natural disasters. Last but not the least, the shadow power, influence and ownership on communication and mass media, including press and internet outlets, not barring entertainment and educational institutions, is primarily used for mind control, with propaganda, distortion and subversion of facts to deter independent thoughts and alternative views on national and global issues. In a nutshell, the widening gap between the haves and have-nots, exacerbated with taxation policy that exempts the wealthiest and multinational corporations from fair share of taxes, along with assets stashed away in tax havens and overseas bank accounts, shifting the burden on mainstream population. The exponential national deficit is superficial and could be contained with tax reform and offshore holdings retrieval. the electoral process prohibiting campaign donations from diverse sources and preserving credibility through transparent public financing is the preliminary step towards restoring democracy. Until then, participating in election is complicity to fraudulent occasion. Citizens' awareness and awakening with action is vital in rejecting unscrupulous enterprise responsible for human misery. This is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. Would like to thank you all for your attention. Peace to all. Thank you.